Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm going to be throwing toss-up questions all day for you guys. The first toss-up that I have today is, the Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites in Sunday's matchup against the Broncos. Do you think that is more of an example of the respect that people have for the Kansas City Chiefs or not believing in the Denver Broncos? Let us know what you think. 913-586-7965. I'll be asking you guys toss-up as the show progresses. We are expected to be joined by Jim Nance of CBS Sports coming up in about 15 minutes. Really happy to be joined by, in my opinion, the best broadcaster in the space, in Jim Nance. You will hear him at 3:25 on Sunday as the Chiefs take on the Broncos. Let me give you some offensive stats. The fine people over at Chief Concerns, they gave me these stats, so I want to share them to you. The Broncos this season have more three and outs than the Carolina Panthers. The Broncos have scored just one touchdown in their last 17 possessions. They are also one of the two teams that have trailed in every game so far this season. When you think of Sean Payton and the kind of brand that he is viewed like an offensive mastermind. Bo Nix, I'm not going to say that he has the most that every quarterback has in the National Football League. He got a lot more than most quarterbacks, though. This is a team that has invested in the running back position. I like R.J. Harvey. I like J.K. Dobbins. They have invested heavily in that offensive line. They have invested at tight end and wide receiver. You have also given your quarterback an offensive-minded head coach that we believe to be a quarterback maximizer and somebody that can get the most out of the position. So I'm looking at this. This is not a you haven't done for your quarterback. This also isn't a scheme and coach thing. This is a their quarterback is not playing well, and how do you get him going, and how do you maximize the opportunity that you have sitting here in front of you? These numbers, more three and outs than the Panthers, one touchdown in their last 17 possessions, only one of two teams to trail, and you know when it comes individually to Bo Nix. Bo Nix is 29th in the NFL at yards per attempt. He's also 28th in completion percentage. He has not played well at all. So if you are looking for an opportunity to take advantage of another team's quarterback, that is the opportunity that Kansas City's defense has right now going up against Bo Nix. I don't care what the Broncos' record is. He is struggling so far this season. So the same way that we talk about, Rob, keeping a bad team bad, you also got to keep a struggling quarterback struggling and not let him use playing against you as a springboard for the second half of the season. If you are Spags and you have had 2 weeks to look at this quarterback, see his strengths, see his weaknesses, see his tendencies, this is a game that the Broncos should not go out and score 24, 27 points against the Chiefs. The expectation should be that the Chiefs defense plays well in this matchup against Denver.
I also saw a stat, and it's keeping in line with some putrid Broncos stats. The Broncos have 53 punts this year. The Chiefs have 22. The Chiefs offense has not been spectacular this year. They have half the amount of punts the Broncos have had. Now, some of that's the fourth down, so but the Broncos offense is not resembling a 8-2 team, not even a little bit. And Matt Verderam says on the show yesterday, and I echo these thoughts, the only time the Broncos offense has looked consistently good, like through the course of a 60-minute football game, is against the Cowboys, whose defense is awful, like just awful. And I believe you mentioned the Titans, who, I mean, are astonishingly bad this year. The Chiefs-Titans game this year, later this, you know, about a month from now, don't watch. But those two teams, the only times where the Broncos offense looked competent for 60 minutes. If you're the Chiefs defense, you got to be licking your chops. This is not Josh Allen and the Bills, who have all the tape, they know how to exploit you. This is not Justin Herbert and the Chargers, who they know what they do well and they know what you don't do well. That's not the situation. This is not the Eagles that have the best offensive line in the NFL. This is not one of those type of teams. I would even say the Jags offense is way better than the Broncos offense. This is a game where the Chiefs should outclass the Broncos. But if this is a game where the Broncos find themselves at 20, 20, 24, 27 or more points in this game, something has gone wrong for the Chiefs, because Bo Nix and co, despite the fact they have a nice weaponry group, should not be putting up 24 plus on you this weekend. They shouldn't.
I want to read to you guys a report that has come down from NFL Network. So you guys know that the Giants head coaching job is available. Brian Daboll, he got let go a couple of days ago. His key card is no longer working. There have been three early names that have been highlighted as potential replacements in New York. One is Antonio Pierce. Makes sense to me. Played for the Giants. Certainly got a lot of respect. I understand why you would want to interview Antonio Pierce if you're the New York Giants. The Colts defensive coordinator, Lou Anarumo, he's had success in a lot of different places. If you're thinking defensive-minded head coach, that makes a lot of sense to me why you would bring him in. Another name is Steve Spagnuolo. Again, a guy that makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, he was the defensive coordinator when you guys won the Super Bowl back in 2007. Very respected in the National Football League. A person that knows the organization, knows the fan base, you feel like could handle it. He sat behind Andy Reid for the last couple of years, so you feel like, okay, I can do this. For an organization that has had the amount of success that Kansas City has had, they've done a really good job in being able to keep coordinators. When you think back to whenever the New England Patriots were what Kansas City is doing right now, I mean, they were getting a lot of offensive coordinators were getting opportunities. Charlie Weiss got an opportunity. Josh McDaniel got an opportunity. Eric Mangini, Romeo Crennel. A lot of guys that were from that Patriots tree got a chance to go off and be a head coach. Not a lot of them did much with the opportunity, but they were certainly given chances. That hasn't really happened a whole lot with Kansas City. Now, we'll see if Matt Nagy gets another opportunity. I'm guessing at some point that he does, but Spag's name hasn't really come up a lot. I'm going to guess, this is just speculation, just an opinion on my part, I think this is one of the jobs he would leave where he is to go take. You got a young quarterback in place, and it's a place that you know. You had great success there. You were an interim coach for a very short period of time. You've learned more. This feels like one of the jobs that if you got offered, I don't know if you really think much about it. And I think that the Chiefs as an organization would tell you to take this job. The Giants head coaching job is a good one. I know they haven't had great success, but we're talking about proud franchise, proud fan base. You got your first round pick quarterback. You got some other young weapons. There's a lot of things to like about the future of this team. Now, I'm assuming that they're going to interview some offensive minded head coaches in this, but maybe this is a somewhat a peek into what they're thinking. We feel like we have the quarterback and the pieces on offense. Let's get a defensive-minded head coach who's going to bring in some great young offensive weapons. And let's say if it's a guy like Spags, you have him for the next 4 or 5 years. You then hand things off to his offensive coordinator, and then we can just continue what we're doing. It would make sense to me if you're the Giants why Spags would be near the top of your list and why he's somebody you would make a phone call to see if he's interested in potentially coming over and being the HC.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here's my one thing with this, and I don't think Spags would be a bad hire. I do think Spags there's another chance of head coaching in the NFL, and I think someone's going to hire him, and it's going to be a good hire. I wonder how much of this list is just the Giants are the pendulum. The off mind was the guy. He was the offensive coordinator for the Bills, and Josh Allen was an MVP candidate, and their offense was high-flying, and Brian Daboll had been an offensive coordinator at Alabama. He was the offensive mind. They were going to pair him with Daniel Jones and watch out, and it didn't work. And Carrington, what happens when you have one type of coach, you fire him? You hire the opposite. So Brian Daboll is an offensive mind. I wonder if the Giants are looking defense now because they just got burned by an offensive-minded coach.
Someone on the text line says, who do you think the Chiefs would replace Steve Spagnuolo with? I haven't even really begun to think about who they would potentially go about doing it. I mean, we know that Andy's not going outside the family. Like, when Andy needs to make one of these hires, he's going to hire somebody he knows. When they lost their offensive coordinator, you go back to Matt Nagy. Now, they've only had to replace a defensive coordinator one time during this Andy Reid era. So, I don't have a good answer on who that could be. That'd be a great question to ask Nate Taylor.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts.
To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.